The scripture reading this morning is from Romans chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned, and we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. For He was looking ahead and including them in what He would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate His righteousness, for He Himself is fair and just, and He makes sinners right in His sight when they believe in Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, neighbors. Welcome to the neighborhood. It is good to be with you as we continue our August family worship series, Jesus, Mr. Rogers, and me. Today, we're going to talk about making mistakes, and I give thanks to God every day in my prayer that we have a God that wants to forgive us when we make mistakes, when we do wrong. And a lot of times we're harder on ourselves, I think, than anybody else. And I'm reminded of it this week because we dropped our son off at college 48 hours ago or so, but who's counting? And and both of our children really are suffer from a bit of a perfectionist disease. And we have tried to drum into our children that we want them to make mistakes, that I said to Nathan, you know, if you already knew everything, then we're wasting our money. You know, we're sending you to college so you can learn what you do not know. So I'm really excited to learn what Scripture has to say and hear from our preacher about making mistakes. I'm an expert in making mistakes, y'all. So, you know, Elizabeth, if you need any funny stories at the end, I have a wealth of experience in making mistakes. Let's say good morning over here to our trolley. What's that trolley? Okay, I'll tell him. Okay. Trolley says that he has already made a mistake in this service because he's late. That's right, Trolley. We've already read the scripture, but you know what? You're forgiven. It's okay. It is my pleasure to welcome a great neighbor to the neighborhood, Elizabeth Eastridge, to come up. Hi, neighbor.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, my name is Elizabeth Eastridge, and I'm going to be a senior this year at Howard High School. At school, I am a peer for Allied Sports, which means I help students with disabilities play soccer, bowling, and softball. Along with Allied Sports, I am a member of Best Buddies, which is an organization that strives for inclusion for disabled students. I feel like both of these activities help me build relationships with these students and gives me so much joy. I also really enjoy writing. I wrote for my school newspaper for 2 years and was the editor of the features page the second year. But I definitely enjoy writing in my free time better than writing articles. A really huge thing about me is I love God. I practically live for Sundays. I love coming to church. It is a really, really special place for me. So being up here right now is like really, really cool. Something I really like telling people is I wear this necklace every day. It has my favorite Bible verse on it, which was also my grandmother's favorite Bible verse. It's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I feel like this is a very big part of who I am, and it's definitely helping me like be up here today. So I've actually been wanting to preach for a while. My grandfather was a pastor, so as you can imagine, this is a lot of pressure, which is pretty scary. So I was originally asked to preach last Sunday, but that was the one Sunday in August that I was not going to be here for. So last night, I actually just got back from Colorado. I was really disappointed because, you know, like I said, that was the one Sunday I was not going to be here for, and I've been wanting to preach. Right now, I am preaching. Sorry. So right when I had finally accepted that I would not be preaching in August, I got a text from Sean asking if I wanted to preach this weekend, and I was immediately super excited. But then I read the rest of the text. He said I would be preaching about expecting and accepting mistakes. As I mentioned before, I like to write, and I wrote for my school newspaper. This topic of the sermon was like getting an article assignment and not wanting to write it, like, at all. There are some topics that you really connect to, and you can't wait to write, while others you just think to yourself, what is this? I honestly did not even know where to start. While I was trying to brainstorm, I just kept thinking, this whole sermon's about to be a mistake. Also, to add to this, I had to include Mr. Rogers, someone who I knew nothing about in a show that I had never seen. Writing the sermon was a lot harder than I thought it would be. And to add to that, I just got back from vacation, so the time change is a little, yeah. Okay, so let's jump right in. Who here has ever made a mistake? Raise your hands. Wow, I guess I'm the only perfect one here. Yikes. I'm kidding. See, no one's perfect. So let's talk about mistakes. Mistakes come in all shapes and sizes. We have all made mistakes in our lives. They're just difficult to deal with. I feel like that video clip really sums up what I'm going to be talking about today. I feel like it's so comforting to have someone like Mr. Rogers to relate to. I find it so cool and amazing that so many kids looked up to him, and he was always there when they needed a friend. He really makes you feel like he's right there with you and cares about you. He shows us that he is just like us. Oh, and may I mention that I've caught myself at least 20 times like around my house just walking around saying, won't you be my neighbor? Such a catchy theme song. Okay, so back to mistakes. I feel like it's hard to believe that Mr. Rogers made mistakes. He was the person that a lot of us aspire to be. Kind, smart, relatable, and very godlike. Like Pastor Mandy said a couple weeks ago, he really does resemble Jesus. But Mr. Rogers is not Jesus. He was just like us. He made mistakes too. So in the clip, Mr. Rogers tells us that it's okay to make mistakes. Everyone makes them. He says that when learning how to play the piano, his parents and teacher told him that making mistakes is just a part of learning. He knows that since he's learning, it's okay to make mistakes, and he will continue to make mistakes. Mistakes are just a part of life, so they're going to happen. So I feel like mistakes happen when we don't follow God's plan for us. There are always two options to every decision that we make. Follow God or choose to follow our own path. We can all agree that a lot of times we choose our own path, and that's okay. To us, our path seems better, clearer, easier, because we are ignorant and don't realize that God knows what's best for us. We don't realize that he knows the outcome of every decision that we make. God's path always seems a bit windy. It isn't clear how we are going to get from point A to point B. It can be bumpy, and a lot of times it can make us feel like we are in the middle of nowhere. We think our path is better because we know where we want to end up, and we think we know how to get there. We are human. We like to take shortcuts. Even in school, we are taught that shortcuts lead to mistakes. I can tell you that every math teacher that I've had since like middle school has always said, don't take shortcuts when solving a problem, because you won't end up with the correct answer. I feel like that's what it's like when we choose our path over God's. We don't end up with the correct answer. We end up somewhere different than where God wanted us to be. We take these shortcuts even though we know a lot of times they don't work out and they just don't go as planned. God's path is like those like country back roads where the speed limit's like 30, whereas our path is like the highway to us. I feel like in this situation, God is like the app Waze. Does anyone use Waze? So if you don't know what Waze is, it is a navigation app, and it can send you on some real adventures, back road after back road to avoid traffic and get you to your destination, what they think is faster. Our path is the way that we think we know, not the way that makes us feel like we are lost. Taking our own path makes us feel like we are in control, and for some reason, we truly believe that we know where we are going. But spoiler alert, we don't. Only God knows where we are going to end up. Just like Waze, we need to trust God and trust him that he knows where he is leading us. Our mistakes always start with us not following God. I feel like when we make mistakes, all we feel is distant from God. We feel like that undeniable love that was promised to us has vanished. We feel like we are alone. We feel like we have disappointed our friends, family, and everyone around us. Even worse, we feel like we disappointed God. We have all been there. Mistakes make us feel really bad about ourselves. I know nobody likes making mistakes. One mistake that I've made was taking AP Government my sophomore year. If you don't know what AP is, at my school, it's the highest level of a course that you can take. So I have a track record of not being the greatest at social studies. So you might be like, hey, Elizabeth, why would you take AP Government? I don't know. this class absolutely crushed me. It seemed like I just couldn't do anything right, no matter how hard I tried. I was disappointed in myself and definitely felt like I was disappointed in my parents. There was no doubt in my mind that I should not have taken this class. The entirety of the course just consisted of mistake after mistake for me. I watched all my friends excel, do fine, and then I was just stuck there wondering what political socialization is, and I still don't. I felt so alone, and it made me feel really bad about myself because I'm just not used to that failure that I experienced in this class. The worst part about this was I felt even more distant from God. I felt like I had disappointed him. I think we can all agree that our mistakes make us feel distant from God. That distance that we feel is us pushing God away from us. Really, our mistakes should bring us closer to God. Mistakes are an opportunity to grow our relationship with God, and God wants to be there for us. He loves us. As we heard in today's scripture reading, God does not need us to be perfect. Let me repeat that. God does not need us to be perfect. I know, it's pretty crazy, right? I feel like a reason that a lot of us hide from God when making mistakes is because we think that he expects us to be perfect, or we need to be perfect for him to love us. Actually, he just needs us to place our faith in Jesus. As long as you follow him, you will be forgiven. He wants to be there for you. He isn't just the God of good times. He's the God of the highs, the lows, the mountains, everything. He's there for you every step of the way. You just have to let him in. I promise you will feel better about your mistakes if you let him in. I think God really helped me accept my mistake. Church was a place, and still is, where I felt accepted when the rest of my world was crashing down. He showed me that it's okay to not be good at everything. That's basically impossible. Both God and I knew I should not have been in that class, but that's okay. He showed me love, not disappointment. He was accepting and understanding, and still is. He brought people into my life that are so loving and supportive. Turning to God rather than hiding from him is life-changing, and I can guarantee you that I would not be up here today if I hadn't made that mistake. He also taught me that I need to expect more mistakes to happen and expect more mistakes to happen while I was in that class. Because, like I said before, social studies, not my thing. This really taught me how to use my mistakes as an opportunity to grow in my faith rather than an excuse to hide from God. He is always there for you. I can promise you that handing your mistakes to God is better and you will feel better. It will help you learn to expect mistakes in the future and know that mistakes are okay. Guess what? We are all human. Going back to today's scripture reading, Romans 3:23 says, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. We all do. You are not the only one that makes mistakes. And as Christians, we know that Jesus is the only one that was ever and will ever be perfect. We can't expect ourselves to be perfect, God showed us this when Jesus died on the cross for us. He died for us even though we all make mistakes, even though we are all sinners. He's a symbol that we are all forgiven as long as we follow him and believe in him. Even when what we do is our fault, and even when we follow our own path, God is there and says, "Hey, place all of your worries on me." He is always there for us. He is forever faithful. Accepting our mistakes helps us to grow stronger in our faith and grow closer to God. The more trust we put in God, the fewer mistakes we will make, and the better we will feel about our mistakes. We will be more open to accept them when we follow God. So when you make a mistake, but you're small, don't turn away from God. Face him. Hand your mistakes to God. Acknowledge what you did wrong rather than hiding from it. If God can accept your mistakes, so can you. Let God show you that mistakes are okay. Use God's love as a reminder to expect mistakes in the future, because he will love you no matter what. You just need to place your faith in him. I feel like the clip of Mr. Rogers really, really sums up the main idea of the sermon. He said when he was playing the piano, he too made mistakes. He is just like us. He knew they were okay because he was still learning. We're all still learning. We're still learning about ourselves, about God, and about life. Life is full of learning, and learning comes with mistakes. We need to accept that mistakes are just a part of life. No one is perfect. God accepts our mistakes as long as we place our faith in him. He forgives us. Isn't that so awesome? We are loved so much by God that he forgives us and gave his son for us. He gave his son for us. That's pretty crazy. Once we accept our mistakes, we can expect them in the future. Knowing that we are not perfect can help us to expect mistakes to happen. Mistakes are a part of life. Nobody's perfect. Please pray with me. God, we are all imperfect. Please show us that our mistakes are okay and that we can place our faith in you when we make mistakes. Teach us to listen to you more, for you are the answer, and the path you have paved for us is the one that we should trust. Make your guidance more known to us. God, help us to accept our mistakes and realize that we are not perfect, no matter how hard we try. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.